Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special teleclass, How to Host a Quantum Touch Basic Video Workshop. I'm Randy Sanop, your host and co-trainer for this call. Julie and I have prepared a great class for you today, but before we get started, Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, Julie, hi. Great, I'm giving a couple of announcements just before we get started here, and looks like we have several people on the call. Oh, this is going to be a great class. Okay, these few announcements to get started here. We want everyone to know that this teletraining is sponsored and supported by Quantum Touch Incorporated as a free service to everyone worldwide. The free replay will be available at the end of the call. Now, the webcast page that you're looking at right here will automatically become the replay page just seconds after the call is over. So be sure to keep that webcast linked that you used to get here because that'll get you back for the replay. If you haven't already done so, please print out the PDF info pack. Now, on that webcast page in the lower right-hand corner, there's a big button, and it's the second blue link underneath that big button is the PDF info pack. If you haven't done so already, you're going to need this to be printed out because we're going to go over that info pack step by step during this call. And you can use it to write notes on and all that, and to keep for future reference. And also, these instructions that you're going to get today are to be used only with the Quantum Touch Basic Video Workshop. There's no programs right now set up for any of the advanced DVD sets, and there's no certification or course credit offered for watching or participating in those advanced DVDs. So this program we're doing today is only for the Basic Video Workshop. Also, if you haven't got a video workshop kit yet, that big button link on the lower right-hand corner will take you to the Quantum Touch store, and you'll see that Jennifer has put these workshop kits on sale, especially for this call and for this special training. But we'll talk more about that in a little bit. So now let's get started, and let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a Quantum Touch practitioner and instructor certified, and I worked on staff with the Quantum Touch organization for 3 years in the head office and in a remote office. Now, during that time, I helped hundreds of people host their own video workshops, and I answered tons of questions for everybody. But the funny part is, when I first ordered my video workshop kit back in 2004, I had no idea how to do it. I had the hardest time trying to understand the instructions. I read the instructions. I watched the videos. I called the head office many times and got to be very good friends with Ashina and Elizabeth and a few of the others that were working in the office right then. And I was still so confused. So one of the reasons I was so interested and happy to do this training with you guys today is because I totally understand how confusing this can be. And I really want you to come away from this call today inspired to get started hosting your own video workshops today. But I also have a co-host, and she is absolutely fascinating. Julie, you already said
Hello.
You're there, right? Yay.
I'm here.
Okay, Julie is also a certified Quantum Touch practitioner and instructor, and we asked Julie to join us today because she has had so much experience with hosting video workshops. So, welcome, Julie. Can you tell us a little bit more about your experience with video workshops?
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it. Yes, I'll be happy to tell you about it. My first experience with Quantum Touch was watching the video workshop alone by myself at home. I had borrowed the 4-tape set from a friend and finally got around to watching it in a December when I was snowed in for 10 days. I discovered that Richard Gordon was the same person who wrote the first book that I ever read concerning energy healing. It's called Your Healing Hands. And I learned polarity from reading that book, and I already had a great respect for Richard, so it was a bonus to know that he was responsible for this Quantum Touch video. I was so charged up about QT by the time I finished watching it and stuck in a house by myself that the very next month while on vacation, I called a dear friend who owned a health food store, and I asked her if she would find a couple of people to watch this video with me so we could get credit for watching it. I read the hosting instructions, and with the borrowed set of tapes, we did the workshop in 4 parts within a week while I was on vacation. This workshop was so astounding, and we saw a lot of changes during our practice sessions, so I started hosting the video workshops about once or twice a month to anyone who could get to sit down long enough to watch it with me. It was really helpful to have the extra income from those video workshops coming in. And I finally did about 18 or 20 of these, and the Quantum Touch office staff, Ashina, and all the other gals that you mentioned, sent me an email and called me to tell me that I needed to become an instructor.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and I was so happy hosting the video workshops. I said, no, I don't need to. I'm okay doing this. But they were persistent, and finally they agreed, I agreed, to read the guidelines for becoming a certified practitioner and instructor. And after making the decision to complete the paperwork and requirements, it took me about 4 months until I could schedule everything and complete it all before I could teach the live basic workshops on my own. But I think that watching the video workshop with Richard was an excellent teaching tool, and it made me a much better instructor. The videos are an excellent way to do this. I still host video workshops, even though I'm a live basic instructor, because I feel that's one of the best ways to introduce people to Quantum Touch when they're on a budget. So you ready to get started, or do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I do. I just wanted to ask you right quick. Didn't you tell me what at one point that you used the income from hosting video workshops to fund all of your live workshops to become a practitioner and instructor?
Yes, I made quite a bit of money from doing it because one of my video workshops, just as an example, I had 16 people in it.
Wow.
And I had a variety of different sizes of classes, all the way from two more people other than myself to 16 or 20. I didn't do a 21, but I had 16 in a basic video class. And so I was able to generate enough money to pay for most of my training as a live basic teacher. Mm-hmm. During the video workshops.
That's just so excellent. And that example right there is why I wanted you to co-host with me, because you've not only had so much experience, but you know the power and value in this class in hosting video workshops in so many levels. They're so good. So what we're going to do first off is we're going to go over with everybody what we're going to this is a three-part teletraining. So the first part is going to be an overview of the workshop, and we've got several, I think, 8 items that we're going to go over before we get started with the manual, with the PDF info pack, which I'm hoping that you have that downloaded and printed out right now. If you haven't got that done, please do that. So the first thing we're going to do is the overview. The second, we will do a step-by-step instructions that will go through that PDF info pack. That's the exact same one that I ask you to download and print out. And then the third part will be question and answer session, Q&A. We got several questions, many, many questions actually, before this teleclass started, and Julie and I went through them and picked the ones that we thought would be most valuable for you. So we're going to get started right now with the first section of this workshop, which is the overview. Now, as far as value goes, this basic video workshop program is responsible for the worldwide massive growth and interest in Quantum Touch. It's brought Quantum Touch to over 40 countries. I called Ashina just before the call, and she thinks it's up to 48 countries, but she couldn't guarantee it. She just said to say over 40. But those countries include Indonesia, Malaysia, Turkey, Pakistan, Sweden, Brazil, not to mention the big continents, with Australia, New Zealand. It's amazing how far and how quickly these techniques have spread because of the Quantum Touch basic video workshop program. There's no other way that it could have spread so far so fast without this program. It's totally valuable. Because this workshop counts toward the practitioner and instructor requirements. Now, worldwide, I also ask Ashina, how many certified practitioners are there in the world today? And she said there's 2,078, which is absolutely huge. When I became a practitioner in early 2005, I think there were only 200 or 300 at that time. So that's just 4 years. That's amazing. And worldwide, there's 519 certified Quantum Touch instructors. And all of this is began with and spread by people being willing to host these basic video workshops. It makes everything so accessible. So now number two on this overview is I want to talk about the difference between the live and video workshops. Julie, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, I think that the live basic workshops are really excellent for being able to have an instructor that you can address questions to directly if you feel like that you want to do those sorts of things, and it's particularly valuable if you want to become a teacher. But the video workshop does so much by just stand alone. Richard answers most of the questions. The students answer questions in the videos, things that you might not think of. And so it really covers almost everything, and it follows the book really well. Of course, the book and the video were paired together. So I think that's the thing that it does the best.
That's excellent. So the video workshops, you can actually host a video workshop and have people to work with and expect to learn how to run energy with Quantum Touch during the workshop.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, now number three, you can host a video workshop by yourself by purchasing a video workshop kit, or you can borrow one. You don't have to buy one in order to qualify to host a video workshop. However you come about it, as long as you don't steal it. I mean, if your library has one, you can check it out. If a friend of yours has one, you can borrow it. If you have bought one several years ago and want to start hosting workshops now, that's perfectly acceptable. Just get the most updated PDF info pack that we're going to go over. And that's available right now, and that's all you need. You don't have to buy a new kit every time you want to host a workshop, which I think is absolutely fabulous. You don't even have to buy one. You can borrow one. So,
that's right.
I know. So number four, in order to qualify as an actual workshop, you'll need to have three participants in the workshop. Now, one of those can be yourself. You're number one, and then you have two others. So you have a total of three people sitting there in front of your TV. And that's mostly because there's sections in practice time with some of the techniques that you have to have three people in order to practice those techniques. So three or more, that includes yourself, three or more is what you'll need to host a workshop. Number five, we want you to know that you get course credit and certificate of completion for this, and they're free for the host. You don't have to send in any money for yourself when you host a basic video workshop. When you send in the paperwork, you put your name down as a participant, but you don't include yourself in the money. So you don't pay any money for yourself to do this. This is a gift to you. And number six, this basic video workshop counts toward the requirements for becoming a certified practitioner and instructor. So that's especially excellent. That's not just for you, the host. That's for all your participants as well, because each one of your participants also gets course credit and a certificate of completion, even though they're paying you for it and paying Quantum Touch. So number seven, you'll need to block out the time for this workshop will be four blocks of three-hour sessions. So because there's four videos or DVDs, depending on what you have, if you've borrowed videos from somebody or purchased DVDs from the company, there's four of them. And each one of those tapes or DVDs is a three-hour session. So you can do them like a Saturday and Sunday, two each day, morning and afternoon, then morning and afternoon. Or you can do two of them one Saturday, then other two the following Saturday. Or you can have four separate sessions in an evening, say Thursday evenings for 4 weeks in a row. Just as long as you take 30, you have to do the complete course within 30 days. That's the only requirement. And if you do have decide to do it in a Saturday and Sunday or to do two in one day, be sure and schedule in time for a lunch break. I like to give myself an hour and a half extra time to cover an hour lunch break and a couple of other little breaks, because there's usually a bathroom break in there, or somebody has to run to their car, or, you know, so I like to make sure I schedule plenty of time to have the breaks that people need in order to get full benefit of the class. Now, number eight, it's not required, but you can have the Quantum Touch books available for your participants to buy at the class. And you can get those from the Quantum Touch online store. One book comes with your workshop kit. You can order additional books. Julie, do you happen to know if they can get those?
Well, yes. Usually you can buy them at almost any store that carries books. You know, all the big major retail stores carry them nowadays. And you can also order them on Amazon or you can order them through the Quantum Touch website. And I think it's really handy to have books for the participants, but you can get by with just using the one that you have with your set, that comes with your set. But it's good to look up things in the class and to be able to review them, with the book.
Well, yes, because the book, the Quantum Touch, the Power to Heal book is actually the manual for the workshop. Is that correct?
Exactly.
It's the manual for not just for the basic video workshop, it's also the manual for the live basic workshop. So if you have a book that and you go through several classes, you use the same book for those classes, whether
right.
it's the live or the video.
Right.
So now that's it for my particular overview at this time. Is there anything else you want to add, Julie?
No, I think you've covered it really well. Do you want me to talk about setting up your dates and some of my experiences, that kind of thing?
We're going to get into that just next. I just want to ask one more time. I know I sound like a broken record. to make sure everybody has downloaded that PDF info pack, since we're going to be using that today. Let me see if anybody has any questions. Okay, is there someone? Okay, I'm getting a couple extra questions right now, but we will get to those. Continue to ask your questions, by the way, on the webcast page. There's a question box right there. If you'd like to ask questions, or as you go along, we're probably going to answer your questions, but go ahead and ask them anyway, and that way we'll be sure and get to it, or we'll figure out a way to get your questions answered. Now, we've got a lot of material to cover, and it's probably going to take more than an hour, more like about 90 minutes, because we're also going to do all the Q&A to go with it. But if you can't stay for the whole this whole presentation, this will all be available in a free replay, so you can listen to it later on, and that's just fine too. Okay, Julie, on to the next section, section two, which is have your PDF info pack right in front of you, like I do. Because I'm a good girl.
I have mine, too.
And you have yours. You're a good girl, too. Okay. Go ahead and tell us about setting up the workshop dates, Julie.
Right. I think that a lot of people really need to understand that there are set up in three-hour blocks, which give you time to watch the video and to have a practice session in that three-hour block. And so you can do it, as Randy said, as a two-day workshop and a morning and afternoon session using half of the videos or DVDs, and you can do it the second day the same way on a weekend. But one of the things that happened to me is I set up on a weekend. That first time I did it, I had a week vacation, and we did it kind of helter-skelter. So we just managed to find 4 3-hour blocks of time that everybody could show up and put it together that way. So it's important to know that you can arrange it any way you want within that time frame of a month. If you want to have your Quantum Touch video workshop posted on the website so that people will know that you're doing it, it's an excellent way to get your dates posted. There is a email address that you can send the dates that you're going to have your workshop, the location, and your contact information. If you just want to put the city on your location and then tell those that register the exact location later, that works just fine too. But be sure and post your information on the website, because I managed to get almost all of my participants through the website that Quantum Touch has. Those people are your audience. They're the people that are looking for this, and they will find you and come. Most of my students actually came from the Quantum Touch website. So be sure and do that. So 4 3-hour blocks, and I always left a little more than 3 hours because people always have more time they need to think about it, talk about it, and it's a good idea to leave just a little more than the 3 hours for each block in my experience. Is there anything else?
Well, yes, we have Eric has just asked if we're doing a staggered course over the course of several days, or, you know, say one every Thursday night for a month, do you ask
right.
for the money up front? And how
yes.
do you justify? Yes, absolutely. He wants to know how you justify doing so. And there's a big C word in here. It's called commitment.
You know? That's right. Right.
Yes, if people want the class, they can make the commitment.
Right. Well, it's not a very big commitment financially.
No.
And I think that I think it's important that the first time that you meet, you have people complete the first part of the paperwork, which is the form that you'll see in this PDF. They need to complete that. And when they're completing that, then you collect the money. So that's in a perfect time to collect the money. Then you don't have to negotiate or anything. So, but that's the time to collect the money is when they're filling out that paperwork.
So actually, people don't fill out the paperwork and pay their money until the morning of the beginning of the first class. Is that correct?
That's the way I've had the most success doing it.
Mm-hmm. That way you don't have to get anybody to pre-register. You don't have to talk anybody into giving you money for a workshop a week in advance or something.
No, no.
So
that's
if
right.
they show up, that means they mean it.
That's right. And it also facilitates them paying by credit card because that form has a way for them to do that, and Quantum Touch will collect their part of the fee from that paper.
That's true. Okay, well, we're going to get to all that in just a minute. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
That's right.
But we need Eric to know that that yes, you do. Even if you're having four different sessions, you ask for the complete payment for the workshop at the first when they register. So
and how much is that, Randy?
That's $90. US dollars. And also, this is a good time to say that as the facilitator or host of this workshop, out of that $90, you give Quantum Touch at the end, when you send in your paperwork, $50 per student. You keep 40. So if you have 10 students, you send a check to Quantum Touch for $500, and you get to keep the rest, which is $400. And that's pretty nice pay for a weekend's work, especially considering all that you also receive from it. You're learning how to do Quantum Touch and getting your course credit and getting your class, your part, for free. So this is an excellent way to make some additional income. And in these times, I think that's why this is especially important, because it's such a valuable, meaningful thing to do to also benefit your community and make extra money.
Right.
Yes. So let's see. The next section of this is that it's gather yourself and two more participants for a total of three. Now, your video workshop kit includes a lecture demo tape. You've got one included with your kit. Now, I don't know if you've all heard that. That's actually available to listen to on the Quantum Touch website, and it comes with your video, your kit. Now, and you can order more from the online store just for $1 each, and that. You can also make duplicates of the CD. You can download it onto your MP3 and send it to all your friends. There's any way that you want to use that lecture demo CD to help spread the word about your workshop or Quantum Touch is absolutely fine with Quantum Touch. Now, when I first heard that lecture demo tape, it came as an actual audio tape, not a CD at the time. That's how long ago it was for me. But I ripped open my package and stuck my tape in there and laid down on the couch to listen. And by the time it was over, I had already been laying on the floor. I had been crying. I had been on my knees yelling, "Thank you." I can't tell you how much it touched me, because it absolutely not only opened the door to a life and a hope that I had no idea. I mean, you like to, in one of those pretend moments, you'd say, you know, boy, in a perfect world, we could all do this. All of a sudden, it was a perfect
world.
There
it was.
It was
That's
a perfect
right.
world. And, right. And I have been totally passionate about Quantum Touch ever since. So don't neglect the power of that lecture demo tape. You know, if it doesn't strike you quite as hard as it did me, that doesn't mean it's not going to strike the next guy. You know, so get it out to as many people as possible. That will really help you market your workshops. You can also post your workshop information on the Quantum Touch website. It's updates@quantumtouch.com. And that website, Julie, how many students did you get from posting your... I posted so many workshops for you. It was like every other day I was posting workshops for you.
I really got a lot of calls from it because people were very interested in it. And oftentimes they would call me and question me about it. And if it was somebody local, I'd say, well, meet me and I'll give you a copy of the CD. Or I would play them the CD for them. So if I didn't have an extra copy, I would play it for them so they could hear it. And that's how I got my students.
That's excellent. So now the next thing is to gather what you need. And Julie, you want to tell us what we need to gather?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll need a TV. And I want to really clarify about the TV. I used a TV that was a 12-inch TV. It had a DVD, it had a CD player attached to it because the TV didn't have a CD player. And I hauled this around from place to place. It was an old TV that I paid $10 for. It wasn't a huge setup. It wasn't a great rig that I got together. But, you know, it worked. As long as people could see Richard and hear it, everybody was able to do it just fine. And so I know that you don't have to have a huge TV or any kind of special equipment other than the DVD player and the TV to make it work. You need a comfortable place for people to work, sit down and watch it. You also need a little bit of space for people to do practice sessions. And then you'll need some beverage for you to do the practice session on. There's a special practice session during that where you run energy on a beverage. And so you'll need a beverage. They suggest dry white wine. I didn't drink wine, so I never provided wine. I always provided an alternative. I like the fizzy alternatives, but some people don't drink fizzy. So I had an option, usually something that was fizzy and something that wasn't fizzy. If you don't want to buy anything, one of the things you can do is ask your participants to bring something in their lunch or in their snack that they would like to drink, that they can use as part of the workshop that is unopened, that they can use for part of the workshop demonstration practices. So that's one way to do that you don't have to add an expense to your work. That's what I've found. So that's what I did.
That's excellent. Now, that was going back up to the DVD player, every DVD player works a little bit differently. So make
right.
sure you understand how yours works. Like I have two different DVD players. One of them, if I put a DVD in and then I push stop, it saves it right there until the next time I turn I can turn the whole unit off and everything. The next time I turn it back on again, the DVD has stayed right there where I left it.
Right.
Now, I've got other ones that my other little one does not do that. If I push stop, it's done. I have to start over from the beginning. However, if I put it on pause, it'll stay right there till kingdom come and never.
That's what I learned to do is also to put it on pause to hold it.
Yes.
And that brings up a really good point, and I don't know if we're out of order here, but I wanted to bring in since it's come up, is that it's really important to be able to stop the workshop if somebody's looking, you know, kind of like they're not sure, and maybe it would be good to have the group talk about what Richard's just said or to replay it. That's one of the advantages of the DVD workshop is that you can replay something and listen to it again and see what he said.
Yes, and you're going to have to be able to know how your machine works so that when you either
exactly.
pause it or stop it, you can restart it again after the practice sessions because there's actually during this workshop, there's 4 full hours of practice, of hands-on
right.
practice in that 12-hour course. And knowing how your DVD system works is absolutely imperative. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for that, Julie.
Okay.
Now, The next section is to please remind each person who attends the basic video workshop to have them arrive at least 15 minutes early for each session. That's so we can all get comfortable and put our lunch in the refrigerator or, you know, get our little spot ready. It takes people a few minutes to say hi, so be sure and have everybody arrive early. When there's usually always somebody who's late, and it's disruptive. So if you can get everybody to arrive at the same time, let me know, because I'll be congratulating you.
Yes, I usually chat a little bit when it's time to start and to give those that people that have car trouble or whatever to get there. I give them 5 or 10 minutes, too, so it doesn't disrupt everybody.
Oh, yes, very good. So also have them wear comfortable clothing. So, I mean, this isn't a fashion show this time. So if people wear their sweats or, you know, stretchy so that they can get in, you know, sit comfortably without, you know, bring enough sweaters so that if they get cold, they can put an extra a sweater on or a sweatshirt. So, because the last thing you want to do is have somebody uncomfortable by, you know, whether they're too hot, too cold, their pants are binding them, or, you know, if they need to take their shoes off, that's okay. You can also have them bring plenty of drinking water and light snacks. Now, bringing a yoga mat or a blanket or a towel is always a good idea because some of the exercises practices, people may want to lay down on the floor because they want someone to work on their feet or their midsection. And so there's always something happening on the floor, it seems like. So be sure and you pick a place that has, you know, the floor is kind of comfortable too. I don't recommend a place with tile floors or wood floors. I like carpets, and if I do a place where it's not my house, I like to make sure that the carpets are going to be clean and smell good, because if you're going to be laying down there, you don't want to be laying down there on smelly carpet.
There's also one part of the workshop where Richard has you lie on the floor to do an exercise. So.
That's right. In the last DVD, there's a chakra charging for two exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also
the fun stuff.
Yes, there's fun stuff, and there's several different. So it could happen at any one of the other exercises, you know, when you're just practicing, or it could happen during the fun stuff that you'd be on the floor. Next thing is tell them to make sure bring a pen and paper for note taking. I know that sounds like it should be obvious, but you can't imagine how many people walk around without a pen. This is something that I've never found important, but a lot of people do, to refrain from wearing perfume or leather. So they during the workshop, Richard talks about that leather seems to drink up and absorb energy like it's trying to reanimate itself. So if you have a leather belt on, you know, just take that off, or, you know, if it's a guy, and they just have noticed that energy doesn't move through leather very well. So plus, I don't know. I don't think I'm that comfortable in leather. If I were wearing leather pants, it probably wouldn't be me. So if you're hosting a 2-day workshop, schedule your meal breaks so that that's included in your time. So, and ask the participants to bring their lunch. We talked about that earlier. Now, every one of these things that I just read off here can be mentioned in your ad that you send to the Quantum Touch website to put on the website at updates@quantumtouch.com. You can include your name, your contact information, the location of the workshop, the times of the workshop, the dates and times, and you can also mention these things right here and any others that you would like people to know about before the class. So, because every class is different, and every location, every person's got a different idea about how they would like their class to go. You can add to this or not. Just do it however you like. So use that list for whatever you'd like for your posting.
Can I add something here?
Yes, please.
One of the things that I did is when people registered, I collected their email and phone number, and I put this information together along with any information specifically about how to find the location, and sometimes there were specific things about the location that would help people dress more comfortably. It's a hot place or it's a cold place. And then if people don't like to bring lunch, I wanted to tell them whether there was some place to eat nearby. And so I would send them an email with that information ahead of time to remind them about it all.
Mm-hmm. That's only if they were pre-registered, right?
Right, if they were pre-registered. And generally people did pre-register because they had lots of questions before they came.
Uh-huh.
But occasionally, I don't think I ever had anybody just walk in. I guess it's possible, but most everybody pre-registered.
Yes, and before they would want to know, I've had everybody interested in any of my workshops call me and talk
right.
to me about Quantum Touch and about,
right.
you know, what it's about, why should I take this class. So,
mm-hmm.
And you know, if people do that and you don't feel like you know enough, you can just tell them that you're going to be a participant just like them, that you're inviting
them. And tell
them
to call the office at Quantum Touch.
Yeah, they can also see the website at quantumtouch.com or call the head office and ask the questions that they need to. So you don't have to know anything in advance. I don't think we covered that yet. You don't have to know anything in advance in order to host a video workshop. Is all you have to do is lay your hands on a video workshop kit, get your PDF info pack in front of you so that you know what you're doing, and post your workshop, and off you go.
I'm going to quote Richard now about
okay.
this. Richard says, you have to know nothing.
You have to know nothing.
You have to know nothing. And he says this often in the workshop. I don't need to know anything. I just do this. And
I
so that's true about this. If you can kind of get yourself together to do what we're telling you, then you don't need to know very much else.
And the more you do it, you know, the first video workshop you host will be the hardest one. And after that, they roll off so easy. Because after the first one, you know step by step what you're doing. You'll get really comfortable with the process, and it'll be something that you not only learned to run energy. You help build a community of energy workers in your vicinity for you to practice with and socialize with, and you can help help your own pocketbook make a little bit of income. So there's so many reasons to go ahead and do this, and there's not a one. Reason why not. How's that, Julie?
Right. That's right.
Okay, the next one is facilitate the basic workshop. Tell us exactly how you're going to do this, Julie.
Well, show the interactive DVDs. You might have borrowed a tape from someone, but you're going to do exactly what Richard says in each one of them. They include the practice sessions, and Richard's going to tell you exactly how much time to give to the practice session and the exercises, and you just stop the interactive DVD or the tape for that amount of time and remind everybody to breathe. People begin to hold the breath, and breathing is an important part of Quantum Touch, as you'll learn in the first 45 minutes of the DVD that breathing is essential.
I know. During the practice, is every 5 minutes, if you remind everyone to breathe, that's really all you need
breathe.
To do. Breathe.
Right.
Please breathe. Are you breathing?
And so you don't have to know the material. Like we said, Richard says you have to know nothing or answer any questions, and it's all taught and covered by Richard in the DVD. You'll learn to run energy, and you'll see bones move. The first practice session that you do is a brief one and a very short one where you practice learning to run the energy after he's told you how, and you're going to see bones move instantly. And as the class goes on, you'll see pain reduced, and by the end of the weekend, almost everybody has something that has been healed that they never imagined that they could have changed. And so it's pretty amazingly simple. One of the things that will happen, too, is if you happen to show the DVD more often than once, you'll learn to answer questions because you'll learn from Richard each time something new. And as you answer those questions, as you learn these things, then sometimes you'll be able to help students because you'll be able to answer some questions as you learn it even more.
Well, and the thing is there is wonder. Each one of those DVDs has a question and answer session.
Absolutely, has a question and answer section.
Either at the end of the DVD or at the beginning of the next one.
That's
so
right.
There's tons of Q&A on every one of those DVDs. You shouldn't be left hanging with too many questions.
And you'll get some questions on those DVDs and that you didn't think of, things that you wouldn't have thought of. You go, oh, well, that was good. Yeah, I needed to know that. And you wouldn't have known that if you hadn't watched the DVDs. So.
Yeah, that's excellent. Okay, the next section is complete the video workshop forms and send them to the QT office with the registration fee for each participant. Now, this is where life gets a little tricky. Right, Julie?
This is very important.
This is the important part,
and it's also
the tricky part.
It is, but I'm going to give you one little example in my experience of teaching classes that's going to really help people understand the importance of this that we're doing today and following this part of the workshop forms and sending them to QT office, because one of my dear friends who got interested in Quantum Touch, she hosted a video workshop, and then because she didn't understand all of this, she didn't do everything correctly, didn't send in the forms correctly, and so her participants didn't get credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so she paid me the facilitator fee so that they could come to my workshop and do it again so they could get credit.
Ah.
So, okay. You know, she the money that she would have kept, she gave to me, mm-hmm. and she sent the $50 in that they had already paid to Quantum Touch. But I did the paperwork for her, and those people got to watch it twice because they wanted credit. But they were very happy to do it again after the first one. But that's an example of how, and she was frustrated because she was so excited she just didn't take time to really understand it. And I can understand that.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing this, is to help people understand that it's important to read these and to do this.
So the first thing I want everybody to do next is look through that PDF info pack file and get out what's labeled a facilitator cover sheet. It's a Quantum Touch Interactive Basic Video Workshop facilitator cover sheet. That's the whole words on the top of that sheet. And Julie, this is a very important form. You only need one of these. Is that correct, Julie?
That's correct. You only need one. And one of the things that I did to make it easier is this top section above the facilitator name and above, I filled out all of that before I gave it to my students.
Okay, no, you're on the wrong. We're going to get back on the registration form. We're only on the facilitator cover sheet right now. And the only thing that goes, this is, you only need one of these. And you fill
it
out as the host or facilitator. And this is the sheet that you also would kind of attach your check to. Unless you had students who were paying with a credit card. But we'll get into that in a minute. But, so this is on the very top of your stack of paperwork when we're done. This will be the very first sheet on the top. That when Quantum Touch opens your package of stuff, this is the first sheet they see. So, and filling it out by printing, making sure that everything is you know, as legible as possible, that's most important. So now, and then the next thing, the next sheet of paper, we're going to put that one over this side. Don't lose these papers now because they're important. The next one is the Quantum Touch Interactive Basic Video Workshop registration form. Now, this, you need one of these for every single participant. Is that correct, Julie?
That's right. And this is the one I was talking about when I fill out the top part ahead of time.
Yes. At the very top, there's a workshop dates, facilitator, workshop location. And you can go, if you know you're going to have six or seven participants, you take your six or seven sheets of paper and fill out that little tiny top part there. Right?
That's right. And I would suggest you have some extras because sometimes there's a boo-boo that somebody makes or they change their mind or something. So print out more than you need. And then fill out the top part before you start giving this to them, and it'll make everything go a lot smoother.
Well, also, you can take one sheet, like this one right here, fill out that top part for one
workshop, exactly.
And then make as many copies as you want. But
right.
Be sure and leave yourself a blank one every time so that you can do it again for the next workshop.
Right.
And then each participant at registration at the beginning of the class, that's why they come early, is to fill this out. Now, in addition, and I don't think this next thing that we're going to say is in this. It's not. In addition to this piece of paper, have yourself a clipboard or and some notebook paper or printer paper, and have each participant write just their contact information, email address, and phone number. Right?
I call it a sign-in sheet.
A sign-in sheet. Yes, and you can create your own sign-in sheet in a document in your word processor, or you can just put it on a clipboard. But that way, then each, you know, so each participant fills out a registration form for QT, but they also add their name to a sign-in list.
This way you have a list to keep for yourself. And you also are going to need this in order to do another step in this registration process for each one, because they ask you a little later for you to create a typed list of participants' names and addresses.
That's correct, and it's not
and
on
if
this
you
paper.
Have, that's right, and yes. if you it it's under it says mail the following to Quantum Touch Office. That's the next one of the items here, and you're going to need to type a list of participants' names and addresses, and that and you can either take it off of this sheet after the workshop, or you can have them do this in the class, and then you have it all together in one place that you can copy that down for this particular part of the registration.
Well, another use for that typed list of everybody's name and contact information is if the students agree, you can make copies of that and share it with the students so that they can all keep in touch with each other and get together and practice together.
They all love that, too. Most everybody is, before the end of the class, they're all trying to pass names back and forth. And I say, wait, I'm going to give you a list, and that makes everybody really happy.
Oh, excellent. Now, if somebody doesn't want to be on that list, you know, they will usually tell you, but I've never had anybody decline.
That's me,
from being
me
on that
either.
List.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to review here. We have the facilitator cover sheet, which you only need one of. We have the workshop registration form, which you need one for per each participant. And
right.
that's over on the stack. And then the piece of paper that's not laying in front of me is the list, the sign-in list that you can create on your own and have on a clipboard, or you can just put out a notepad that people can write on their name, address, telephone number, and email address.
So that you can
make a typed sheet from that sign-in form. So if there's any questions about that, let us know. Let me see if there's any questions. Is there a minimum age? Nope, not yet. I see you got lots and lots of questions, Eric, and I want you to know that we're coming. We're coming with those answers. So hang on. As soon as we finish with how to get this paperwork sent to the Quantum Touch head office, we'll get on with the Q&A, okay? So the next one is to collect the $90 video workshop fees from the participants. Now, in my experience, I would collect just a $90 check or cash from each participant. And then at the end, when it's all over, I would deposit all of that into my checking account and write Quantum Touch a check, one check.
I usually did it a little differently because many people wanted to pay by credit card. And I couldn't collect credit cards, and so they used the workshop registration form that they completed to pay Quantum Touch $50 for the registration fee,
mm-hmm.
which made it really simple for Quantum Touch to collect and for the student to be able to pay by credit card. But since I didn't collect credit, I wasn't able to collect credit card information personally, mm-hmm. and most people are not. They're not a business, so they don't do that. And so I would have them pay me separately. So that kind of led to the idea that oftentimes I would have them go ahead and pay me a separate, either by cash or check, separately the $40, and then send the $50 registration fee to Quantum Touch in a separate check. And
uh-huh.
and that worked well, too. And some people wanted to do it all in one check, and when they did, then I wrote a separate check for the total amount due Quantum Touch, minus the ones that paid by credit card.
That's right. So the most important thing to remember about how to collect the fees is, no matter how you collect the $90, You only send Quantum Touch $50 per participant.
That's correct.
You don't send them your 40 and have they won't mail it back. They used to do that years ago, but it was too confusing.
Right.
So now you just you keep your facilitator fee and just send in the registration fee.
Right. Okay, so you want me to talk about what's next?
Just a second, but I wanted to reminder, it says here, that the host, you're hosting, your thank you for facilitating this workshop is that you keep your $40 per student, you receive your course credit, and you do not pay the $90 or even a $50 video workshop course fee. Your course is totally free. Correct?
Very important.
Just
very important.
To make sure that that can be a little bit of a tricky part. So mm-hmm. if you have 10 people plus you only send in money for those for the 10. You don't even send in a registration form for yourself. You're sending in the facilitator cover sheet.
That's right.
That's what you send in for yourself. You have everyone else fill out a registration form.
Mm-hmm.
But you do add yourself to that sign-in sheet so that
you're on
the typed sheet. You make sure that you're at the very first one on that typed sheet so that you're listed on that. Okay, Julie, take it away to the next one.
Okay, so you're going to take all of this information that you've gathered, each one of the individual registration forms from the participants and the facilitator cover sheet, and you're going to include the registration fee for each participant, however they paid, and a typed list of participants, and you're going to mail it to Quantum Touch. The mailing address is on your PDF printout here. I think that you can make sure that you have the correct address written on it so that it's all sent in properly. And then each participant will receive, including yourself, a Quantum Touch basic video course credit. You'll get a certificate showing you completed the workshop and a CD lecture accelerated healing so you can share it with others. And you must do all of this before 6 months occurs because it won't be recognized. All the forms of cover sheet, the list of type participants, names and addresses, and all the payments in order to process your workshop session. So don't send the material separately because it'll delay the whole process. You want to make sure you have everything together before you mail it in. It's really important to do that. And allow 2 to 4 weeks for processing. The Quantum Touch office is very busy trying to put all this together. And it takes time. There's a lot of students watching this, thank goodness. And so sometimes it takes a while. So be prepared to allow 4 weeks for the materials to be returned to you and to the other participants. And it's a good idea maybe to tell each participant at the end of the workshop that it will take 4 weeks because they'll call you and say, I haven't gotten my certificate yet. Where is it? Because they really want their certificate. So you can send it all together. And it really makes a nice, neat package.
Yes, that's excellent. Now, at the very bottom of this page 4, it in bold, it says Quantum Touch must receive within 6 months of completed video workshop. They must receive this whole packet of information, the facilitator cover sheets, all registration form, the type list, participations, and all payments.
Right.
So
Very important. Sending
the material separately will delay the process. Did you just say that?
I did.
Okay.
But it's good to repeat it because it's really important.
Okay, and because I heard you say that they allow 2 to 4 weeks. See, Nicole Miller is the director of the video workshop department at Quantum Touch, and she sent me an extra little thing saying, please reiterate the importance of, number one, the timely submission of paperwork. This helps students enroll in the advanced workshops and apply for the practitioner and instructor certifications. So if you hold on to it too long, your students who may be trying to move forth in Quantum Touch and take other classes or get certified are going to be held back. So that's
a good point.
That's a really good reason to. Usually, I would say, as a live basic instructor, Julie and I have to send in our paperwork to for our live classes within 30 days.
Right.
And so
I try to do mine the first week. I figure it's
too.
On my mind. It's fresh. I was get it out of my life. You know, do it
yes.
and get it on and get it going.
And it's you know, once you do it the first time, it's so easy. I mean,
right. It is.
You get yourself organized with your paperwork, and it's so easy. It falls together, type out your list, put your papers in order, and off you go.
And, you know, if you have any questions about it, call Nicole. She'll be happy to answer them rather than have you get it wrong.
Absolutely. And her number is available on the Quantum Touch website. I don't have it on me right this second. Oh, maybe I do. Hold on. No, I don't. Not right this second. But also, I asked Jennifer. I called Ashina and asked her to email Jennifer today. The Quantum Touch message board. If you're not familiar with the Quantum Touch message board, it's there's tons of topics and community mm-hmm. and you know anything that you could possibly ask about anything is available. I love that message board. I've been quite involved with it for the past at least 3 or 4 years. So I asked Jennifer to add a topic on there of questions about hosting a basic video workshop.
Excellent.
So just so that, you know, for questions that you have right now or for that anybody has after they've listened to this replay, then they can go to the Quantum Touch message board and continue asking questions. And there's a whole community of people who are willing to jump in and give you answers.
And I might even jump in and answer one.
And Julie and I will keep track of that too. We'll help too. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that Jennifer will do that. It makes perfect sense. So anyway, back to this message from Nicole. So the timely submission of paperwork is important. Number two is the correct submission of paperwork to include the typed list. She said this helps timely processing and accuracy with certificates and mailing. She said the name, you want to collect from each participant the name as they would like it to appear on their certificate. Sometimes people's name is Susie Smith, but she wants, you know, Suzanne something PhD, you know.
That's right.
You want to know what name they want on their certificate. Their correct mailing address because it's, you know, it's going to be mailed. If it's a post office box, get that. Their phone number and their email address. Because all of that goes into the Quantum Touch database. They automatically,
right.
with this information, they automatically get into the Quantum Touch database, they automatically get course credit, and they start getting the Quantum Touch newsletters regularly. So you want to make sure that they're signed up for all of that. Another is the, in addition to that, is that facilitator sheet. You need that, especially since they don't always list themselves on the typed list. That's why I said, be sure and put yourself on the typed list. Put yourself as number one on the typed
That's
list.
An excellent reminder.
Yes. And that way, if you put a sign-in sheet out, if you put yourself and your contact information as number one, everybody knows what to write after you. So it's just setting a good example. And then the student registration sheet, she says, I usually find more info on these than they have on the typed list.
So they're important, too.
That are important, too.
Yeah.
So be sure and include your student registration sheets, especially if they've if they're trying to charge their class.
right.
And number three, our newly discussed clause that we will not offer retroactive credit for students who took the workshop for free and later want to pay. Okay, what does that mean, Julie?
Well, it means that somebody thought they didn't really care about this, and then several weeks later or months later, they think, gosh, I'd like to have credit for this because I want to become a certified practitioner, but I didn't ask for credit, and so we didn't send in the paperwork for you. And now you need to send in the paperwork at the time of the workshop. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to retroactively give you that.
Mm-hmm. You have to retake the workshop.
That's right. Which won't hurt you a bit, but
yes. but if you have participants come along who are that you know, say, well, no, I just want to learn. I really don't care. You can let them know that if they decide to change their mind later, then they're out of luck and they have to take it again. And it's only $90. It's not like, this is the least expensive, most valuable thing anybody's ever going to run across.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the next thing she wanted to remind us was students may email forms that are scanned in, faxed, or mail. Now, in other words, you don't have to put your workshop packet of information, all of your stacks of information. You don't have to send it in the mail. You can scan it and email it, attach it to an email, or you can fax it.
I think this is particularly important for those students who are not in the United States.
That's
because
correct.
That gives them a way to get this information to Nicole without having to worry about mailing a big, heavy packet full of information.
That's right. You can
would have to mail the payment, though, unless everybody paid by credit card to Quantum.
Well, they can actually send in the number of their credit card.
That's right. Right.
So that they don't have to mail a check. Well, actually, in another country, they can't mail a check. It has to be a money order U.S. funds. So
right.
If they mail their credit card number or fax that or scan it, then they don't have to worry about sending a hard copy of anything to the office.
That's right.
It's very easy.
It's a real valuable way to do it if you're not in the country of USA.
That's correct. And the last one is to be sure, and she said, put in bold, all fees are in U.S. dollars. And she said there seems to be some confusion around this, especially in countries where the dollar is fluctuating. They've been charging, you know, 90 Aussie dollars, say, and not figuring in the conversion into U.S. dollars, and they've been cutting their fees short. So if you're in another country, there's websites that help you convert your money. Figure out what the conversion is right now and charge that. It's not it's 90 U.S. dollars or, 160 or 170.
I don't think I can figure that out, so I don't know.
I'm coming backwards from it. Yeah, I can't. I didn't figure it out in any other countries. But pounds have, the British pound has a different conversion rate. The South African rand has a different conversion rate. So you just have to find out for your country what night. And that's not forever. That's just for today.
Right.
I mean, if you're having your workshop in a month and you figure it today, the price is going to be different in a month.
Right.
So, try and get, you know, as close
current
as you can,
information.
As current as information as possible to make your conversion so that you have...
That's all accessible daily on the Internet. You can find that out easily.
That's
just
right.
Type it in.
Which is another good reason to send your paperwork in as quickly as possible.
Absolutely.
You know, you hold on to it, that conversion rate's going to change so much, who knows what's going to be.
Right.
So, especially if you're in another country, get your paperwork in ASAP so that you make sure that you've got the closest to the current conversion for that for your workshop. So,
that's right. Is it time for question and answers?
That covers it for that. And hang on just a second because I had to go to another sheet to get that. Okay, Dale. In Twin Falls. Ooh, he's a neighbor. I'm in Boise, Idaho. He says, is the name on the registration sheet the one to be put on the certificate, or is it the one on the sign-up sheet? Dale, that's a good question, and you need to ask your participant that. Now, I almost said student. Let me clarify. They're never students. They're participants. You're all
right.
Participants. There's a facilitator or host, and then there's participants.
Well, see, on that registration form, it says very clearly under their name, please print name as you would like it to appear on your certificate.
Yes. So,
and so that is the name that they would use.
Now, that's on the facilitator cover sheet.
It's on the
registration too. So, yes, but be sure and point that out so that if somebody wants a different name or a different wording added to their certificate, they can have that. They just have to put it right there. So
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that question, and that's all for that. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to split this recording so that the question and answers is on a different recording. So hold on just a second.